if we were to go across the vast majority of societies on the planet, there's going to be like some, like if we show like a woman and a man wearing somewhat traditional, it can be Eastern garb, it can be Western garb, it can be whatever, based on both like gender expression, so the things they're wearing, the way they carry themselves, and like the actual like secondary sexual characters in the structure of the body, I feel like most people have a pretty coherent definition of like, whoa, well, like this is a woman, or at least an understanding of like, oh, that's a woman, that's a man. I feel like you run into a lot of problems when we start off with this, like, what I think a really radical take, the idea that like, oh, well, everybody's got a totally different understanding of what male and female is, when that doesn't really seem to track to reality at all. So this is what I'm really curious about. So let's say that you show, do you know Sneaky?
No idea.
Okay, so Sneaky was a player on C9 who does, I don't think Sneaky's trans. I think Sneaky for a while just
Sneaky's
did.
Not trans.
No, Sneaky's not trans. No.
Just cross-dressing, right? For their cosplay stuff? Yeah. Yes. So that's somebody where if you were to show somebody a picture of that, they would immediately go like, oh, okay, that's a woman 100%. They would assume it immediately. But if you were to disrobe Sneaky, I mean, this is a little weird to talk about somebody else, but like if you were to start showing them like pictures of them naked, well, now they're identifier would change. They would be like, oh, wait, well, hold on. That's okay, not a woman.
So if you're talking about showing somebody naked.
Yeah. So what I'm asking here is like, if that definition or understanding is changing once they're like getting more information about the person, what process is going on there if a person is not appealing to some underlying understanding of like the content of male or female?